Europe's far-right parties did well, really well, in last week's elections to the European Parliament, but their embrace of Russia and its annexation of Crimea is not exactly what their far-right counterparts in Ukraine were expecting. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Kiev on a rare right-wing party that favors EU integration and joining NATO.
The Svoboda, or Freedom Party, is the most prominent nationalist party in Ukraine, although it didn't fare well in Sunday's presidential election. With just over 1% of the vote, analysts note that Svoboda got fewer than half the votes won by the Jewish candidate in what Russia sees as this anti-Semitic country. Svoboda is, however, part of the government coalition that's been in power since former President Viktor Yanukovych fled to Russia. Russian media routinely accuse Svoboda, along with more extreme parties such as Right Sector, of plotting to bring fascist and neo-Nazi values to Russia's border. But these days, Svoboda is an anomaly among the European far right. Yuri Sirotchik, deputy leader of Svoboda, watched in disbelief as his far-right counterparts in Europe rushed to defend Vladimir Putin's move to swallow up the Crimean Peninsula.
At the moment, we do not consider European far-right political parties to be our partners. During our revolution of dignity, we cut our ties with European nationalists because of their support of Putin's illegal annexation.
Europe's far-right seems thrilled by Russia's brute force approach to confronting the growth of the European Union. Marine Le Pen of France's National Front and Nigel Farage of Britain's UK Independence Party are among Vladimir Putin's admirers. Ukrainian political scientist Andreas Umlan notes the irony of Moscow railing against what it calls neo-Nazis and fascists in Ukraine while accepting praise from neo-Nazi groups elsewhere in Europe. Umlan says Svoboda seems to be evolving into something closer to a traditional conservative party.
Although it is nationalistic, it has now adopted rather unusual positions for a right radical party concerning EU integration and also NATO integration. That is now actually turning into a slight scandal for Svoboda, because it used to have relations to parties that are now supporting Putin, and that is becoming an embarrassment.
Svoboda's Sirotchik says his party does indeed support EU integration and even becoming part of NATO, mainly because they see no other way to defend the country against Russian aggression. He says it's been a painful lesson to learn that when he's talking nationalism with other European far-right politicians, they're not talking about the same thing.
But now we realize that what we call nationalism here means patriotism in Europe, and what Europeans call nationalism, we consider chauvinism. It's a different political lexicon.
Sirotchik says Svoboda is now forging new links, mainly with center-right European parties. Analysts warn, however, that despite its pro-EU and NATO views, Svoboda should not be mistaken for a mainstream right-of-center group. Analyst Andreas Umlan says in the current tense climate, a bigger potential danger for Ukraine might be fresh support for truly extreme parties like Right Sector, based on their uncompromising anti-Russian stance.
The Right Sector, especially if the confrontation with Russia continues, may get an image of the sort of most devoted patriots. Not because people will become more xenophobic and homophobic, but rather because they will see these radically patriotic parties as sort of adequate to the current challenges of Ukraine.
But for the moment, both Svoboda and Right Sector enjoy marginal support in Ukraine, despite the relentless efforts of some Russian media to build them up. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.